KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
DA leader John Steenhuisen says immediate change is needed within the government of national unity.
What is the whole point of an election where citizens vote to change their government and that new government is then expected just to carry on implementing the policies of the previous government? This isn't an ultimatum. Partners don't give each other ultimatum. But this is a very clear call for a mature reset so that all of us can feel part of the decision making and feel heard. And I want to be clear, I don't have 50% plus one in the coalition. And I've made it very clear to my own party that we will not get everything we want. And we have been prepared to compromise on many instances already within the GNU.
He was speaking yesterday on the Expropriation Act and what it means for the GNU. President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the contentious bill into law last week. Steenhuisen has accused the ANC and the GNU of openly disrespecting its partners.
The DA refuses to be a bystander in a government where the ANC simply continues to implement its own policies. We were very clear from the beginning. We were going into this government for growth and jobs. If the policies of the ANC and the pursuit of their single-minded ANC policies is going to be the order of the day, that will not be possible and we'll have to consider our option.
The Act allows for expropriation in the public interest. And an investigation's underway after a tourist was killed in the Kruger National Park. It's understood an elephant trampled the victim to death near Crocodile River yesterday. SANParks has appealed to the public to refrain from posting any footage of the incident as they conduct their probe. And abroad, the IDF says it won't back down until all of its hostages held by Hamas are reunited with their families. Four Israeli female soldiers were released yesterday in exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners as part of a temporary ceasefire deal. They'd been held captive for more than 15 months since Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack on Israel. IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari says 90 more hostages are still held captive in the Palestinian territory.
We are determined to return to the return of Arbel Yehud, an Israeli citizen kidnapped from near Oz. IDF troops will continue to be deployed and operate and to do everything to protect the citizens of Israel. Our mission is not over until every single hostage comes home.
Meanwhile, Hamas says it holds Israel responsible for the repercussions of a ceasefire delay, as Israel denies Palestinians access to northern Gaza. The agreement's supposed to see displaced citizens return, but Israel says it's not allowing it because a civilian hostage, who was expected to be out yesterday, wasn't freed. The militant group says Arbel Yehud will be out next week. And back home, Durban, Margate and Ulundi are a high of 30 degrees today. Newcastle, Moy River and Richards Bay, 31. Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith, 32. And 29 for Underberg and Kokstad. In Durban this morning, we've got 2 meter swells at sea with sunset at 327. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.